Juice Box is a sexuality education show geared to adult audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Dropped into Juice Box Radio, where sexuality educators quench your search for responsible, progressive sexuality over your lifespan.
Juicebox Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Or maybe as we laugh.
Oh, you could be. I just messed up the engineering.
That's all right, baby. You're one of our online listeners at CITR.ca. And if you ever miss a show, you can download the podcast at juiceboxradio.com. And I'm sure some of you are doing that right now. So hello and that's for Chris Scott out there.
We have a lot of guests for tonight. I'm so excited. None of them are actually here yet, so we can actually do our own thing right now, Caroline.
We can, and we can talk about our thoughts on the Bizarre Fetish Ball, which we attended last week, and some of the unusual sex practices and acts that many of us engage in quite regularly.
Uh-huh.
We had quite a fun time. It was last Saturday night.
It was so hot. It was so amazing and so hot. Oh my God.
And we will be taking calls, and I think I see somebody. Aloha.
Aloha.
So we've got some guests coming in here, and we're going to be taking calls. So feel free to give us a call and contribute to the conversation we're going to be having. So give us a call at UBC CITR. That's 604-822-2487. And especially if you attended the ball.
If you attended the ball. Balls are great.
Balls.
All right.
Balls. Oh yeah.
So we have in the house with us tonight some special guests. One of the first ones, her name is Wendy. Hi, Wendy. Welcome.
Hey.
All right, we can hear you. So it was one of those I've been to so many of these fetish nights, and it was actually one of the hottest fetish nights I've been to. First thing when Wendy and I walked in, thank you for coming with me. Our guest, one of the winners that was supposed to come with me didn't end up coming, and so I was sort of like had no partner in crime. And it was like, what am I going to do? So my friend Wendy was willing to come. She happened to be at another party with me and wearing a fetish outfit. I just grabbed her. I said, you're wearing a fetish outfit. Can you come to this thing with me? So she was fabulous. And she just jumped in the car and we went down. And thankfully, we arrived just in time for actually the best show, the best part of, I think, of all the talent that was there, which was, I think, one of the best parts of the entire event was the talent. You remember the chain, the woman up on the chain, Brandy Witts, her name is, or something like that?
Yeah.
And she did this, like, beautiful chain, writhing around in this chain.
That sounds very Siddhartha.
It was sort of strapped up, like, as if it was kind of a silk act in the circus, but it was chains. And then she had this, like, big glowing white dildo, strap-on dildo. So she was all gyrating around. She had pasties on, this gorgeous outfit and whatever, and doing this amazing performance. And then once in a while, she'd sort of throw her hips sort of back and her back back, and this big, big dildo would come out, this big cock would just, like, show up, and it was just like, oh, it was just, I mean, I don't think anyone in the house even, like, batted an eye, like, didn't close their eyes for a minute. Everyone was just staring at this, and it was definitely a highlight. She did another couple of acts in the night as well, which we'll talk about later in the show, but I was definitely one of the hottest things I've ever seen.
It's the naughtiest Cirque du Soleil I've ever seen.
For sure. It was really hot. So Wendy and I walked in on that. And
I missed it.
You missed it because you were just a bit behind us with all of the other winners of the...
Exactly. And I was in my Eden costume.
What were you wearing, young lady?
I was wearing pasties. They're cupcakes by Sweet Soul. They're very cute and they were like purple daisies. And as well as that, I also had a feathered wrap that I tied around my waist as a skirt. Uh-huh. And I had little ruffled panties by Booty Call on as well, and my hooker shoes.
It's a good thing that you had the booty thingies on underneath, because that skirt came off and the pasties also came off. This is part of what happened with the downers. We had a few downer stories as well.
It was interesting how much I never knew I could use chewing gum that way. I always thought it was more cute for my little girl, schoolgirl things that I usually do. But instead, it was amazing how many women came up and were chewing gum and trying to stick gum on my nipples.
Oh, I'm sure they were happy to help.
Oh, I think they were. It was really cute. I did discover Juicy Fruit, even though it made my breast smell really sweet, did not stick to the pasty.
Well, it's because it was too sugary, sweetie. It was too sugar. There's much sugar there, and the sugar is slippery until you get the sugar gone, which is part of the problem. Sugar is slippery, and then once it sort of dries, it gets sweet.
That's true.
I'm sticky. I'm all like,
I
know I'm like when you listen to pets. I want to love you and hug you and squeeze you to death.
From the Tiny Toons, Elmira.
This is when Caroline and I get crazy. Okay, now, Wendy, I think also a big highlight for myself was strapping hot girls into the swing. And at one point, I strapped Wendy into the swing. How was that experience for you, Wendy?
That was really very exciting, yet surprising at the same time.
Why?
Well, surprising in that when we looked around the room, there must have been just so much going on there, because where was everybody looking at us? I mean, we were obviously obviously doing something very hot, but we were in the corner, so.
We were doing something very hot.
What were you doing, and how come I wasn't invited?
The swing looked very inviting, and it's sort of different. I didn't know what it was. So the guy kind of helped us, coached us to get in it, and I said, Wendy, get in. So she gets in, and we strapped her up, and, you know, I started humping her, and there was a lot of things happening that were quite hot.
With clothing on or off?
And Wendy's
are we
looking
a dry hump, or?
Dry hump, yes,
okay,
yes.
Just
we're in a bar. So, you know, so I'm sort of got
it. It is a fetish party, so you never know.
I'm sure people want to visualize what was actually going on over
here,
too.
Yes,
painting
they do.
The picture.
Yes.
Penthouse style.
That's right. How did I know you were going to say that?
I say it all the time.
I know.
It's a Carolinism.
It's a Carolinism, exactly. So we had Wendy's legs in the stirrup, and they were doing the thing. And I was doing this dry hump, and it was very hot, and it was very naughty. And then we looked around, all of a sudden, nobody was looking at us. And I thought, this is interesting. Not that we were doing it for that. I was doing it purely for the experience of dry humping and sort
I'd want to be watched.
I don't care. Nevertheless, I get watched all the time. But it was fun. It was good times for me. That was a highlight. And then I also had a lovely, hot black woman in the...
Another one of our winners.
Another one.
And you, she did say we could use her name, her first name.
Oh, Yvonne. And I had this beautiful hot woman, Yvonne, in the thing as well. And she'd never had an experience like that. So I think, you know...
She's a good Catholic girl, normally.
She's a good Catholic girl. And the Juice Box Girls, we had some good time corrupting our guests, didn't
yes, we?
We
did. Yes, we had did. A nice Christian boy as well, who we dressed up as a urban cowboy. Complete with the leather gloves and the hat and naked chest and pants. He didn't have chaps. He tried to get assless chaps, but wasn't able to
find
them.
Was he going to wear nothing underneath the chaps, the Christian boy?
He did talk about it.
His tidy whities, that's not going to do.
No, tidy whities wouldn't be good, but at least that way we could have spanked.
Okay, so I want to hear, as I'm talking outside of the mic, I want to hear from Wendy. I want to hear Wendy's story. What did you think?
Of the whole thing? Well, you know, I've been to, like, you know, some Sin Cities and some other things before. And this is the most drunk I've been when I've arrived at a party before. So this was very, very different. Uh-huh. And I was very surprised at how much was going on and how much performance-wise was going on, too. Like you said, we came in with that whole thing with the chains and everything. Yeah. I mean, I hadn't seen anything like that at some of the other parties.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's a lot more just to watch performance-wise as opposed to, like, more of, like, a viewing other people in Sin City sort of dungeon sort of wise. So it had a bit of a different feel that way. And so that was, like, pretty interesting. I mean, you know, we were watching that for quite some time, just mesmerized.
Yes. I think most people that caught it were mesmerized, yeah.
I missed it. I'm a virgin to this.
Well, you saw some other shows, which we're going to talk about later in the show for sure. What else? Did you get up to any other dirty, bad things, Wendy?
Well, from what I can remember...
I love statements that start like that.
No, we saw a lot of the vendors' tables and all sorts of fascinating things that we were thinking about buying. Well, we saw, like, you know, all sorts of, like, floggers and, like... crazy-looking dildos and some, you know... What was that one dildo that you were liking?
On the Buddha? The Buddha? It was a big Buddha. It was this big, fat Buddha dildo.
So, in other words, you could fuck religion.
Yes. Well, I already have the Jesus dildo, right? Ah. As we know, on the cross. Jesus on the cross.
Lovely. I love it.
I won it at an auction, and there was another one of those. So, of course, the woman from Kiss, who owns the store Kiss, which I absolutely love, one of the best sex stores in Vancouver, right off Main and Broadway, she's the one who auctioned the Jesus on the Cross dildo. So she had the Buddha dildo, the Jesus on the Cross. She also had, I think she had some other religious figure.
There was like, I think it was like a devil, and there was like... I don't remember. I remember there were other ones. I don't remember what they were now.
It was very hot, though. Very cool.
Yeah, they were all very...
Very hot, very cool. So that was the people that had the swing, I think. And then there was quite a few. The vendors were definitely a highlight. They were different from the usual because Flaming Angels was there. Flaming Angels is one of my favorites. And the woman that does them, Meredith, I think her name is, a fabulous designer and does really amazing kind of artistic clothing and accessories that are different from your usual, but they have a bit of a fetish flair, and yet they're not your typical PVC with the little spikes and things and all that. She just does the incredibly fashionable, very, very sexy accessories, and then also just, I don't know, kind of underclothing that you might wear, or like something that's kind of meshy and stuff, but it's very fashionable. It's not like your typical fetish stuff, which could not wear to another party or wear to like a bar or whatever.
People seemed much better dressed at this, which perhaps was because it was the bar or the ball, but because I know it's Sin City normally, I wish people, well, I don't know, I just don't think people are as well dressed as they could be. And it was kind of a cross between a fetish night for me and a goth night, which one of the things I like about goth is it's almost romantic in a way, where this man with the vampiric teeth and the capes and things like that, but it was just a little classier.
Yeah, I'm just warning you to talk.
Oh, okay.
You're having trouble with the mic tonight.
I am.
I think we need to get you some earphones because the earphones aren't working, and then you can't hear yourself, and then I can't hear you, and I keep moving you around.
I don't mind being moved around, Julia.
I think, I don't know, Wendy, if you remember, were you there when I discovered the man who was licking that woman's foot underneath that beautiful, like, floodlight? There was, like, a light.
Yes, I do remember that.
Do you remember me saying, can I touch your ass?
And I kind of bend down. I remember this all right now. Okay, it's all coming back to me.
Okay. So I go to touch his ass because he's a beautiful-looking man. He was caressing and sucking this woman's foot, and I just wanted to like appreciate him and give him some pleasure as well. So I started touching his ass. He goes, well, be careful, there's a bone in it. And I was like,
surprise,
pardon me. So I reached around, he's like, careful, careful, and I reached around, and there's this metal object hanging out of his asshole, out of his rectum. And I was like, what is that? He goes, it was from my birthday, blah, blah, blah. He's like looking up at his partner, a male. And he's like, you know, my partner bought it for me for my birthday recently. And he's like, it's very hard and it's quite long. So just be gentle if you're going to touch it. And I was like, I can touch it. He's like, yeah, go ahead. He's like, you can move it around. And so I was like touching this bone that's hanging. It was like this metal square thing that was hanging out of his asshole. It was really strange for me to be just a stranger. And I was glad I had gloves on. I had gloves on, which I learned through this. This is the first time I wore gloves to a fetish thing. And I'm glad I did because I felt more safe to touch everything. Mm. I sort of felt like I could just take the gloves off and throw them in the washing machine after. So that was kind of interesting for me. I guess I'm a health educator. I can't help but be a little bit nursey. So yeah, that was fun. So touching his bone, moving, and then touching his ass. And I wanted to slap it so hard, but I couldn't because, of course, I didn't want to dislodge anything or hurt his inner bowel system. But I thought, wow, this is really fucking weird. Anyway, but it was good. The Encyclopedia of Unusual Sex Practices does name this particular sex practice in the book. I don't remember where it is, but we have so many tags in there. But yeah, it's not that unusual, apparently, to have these sort of hard metal objects in your rectum. I can't remember, some whatever, it's anal play, but there's a long-winded name for this kind of thing. And we talked about it last week, the unusual sex practices, and we'll probably get to a few of them tonight because they're very entertaining and interesting. All right, so what were some other highlights? Do you have any more that you might want to share, Wendy, or some down
lights? There was that girl who is in that bubble, and she was dancing, and it looked like this, like, two legs stuck out of this, like, I don't know, this like
white condom-y bubble thing.
Yeah, and she's like stretching all over herself. She's like, what's going on in there?
That's cool.
Then she's moving around, and eventually she popped it, and it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Weird but hot.
Very weird and very hot. I thought it was. Did you see that, Caroline?
I loved it.
Oh, that was one of my
really well done
favorite things too. I would like to ask the organizer, Brian Somerville, who we're hoping is going to show up. I told him 10:30 or 10, one of the two, just because we have a break in about 10 minutes and it's easier for us. So we asked him to come. So maybe he'll come, maybe he won't. You never know. He's a very busy man. But I would like to ask him a little bit about what can a girl do to get that thing? Because it was really powerful. Like, it was super sexy, this white condom-y bubble thing. I don't know how she blew it up either, but it was a circle around her with the legs sticking out. And then she kind of started doing strange things with it and pushing her breasts and her body and her face into it. She looked kind of ghoulish. And I think you have to get the other one, sweetie. You got the lower one.
You got him? You got him?
Okay, fine. Sorry, engineering. Always hard when you don't have an engineer who's like not on the air. you have to do all this engineering.
Julia, because I'm not quite sure.
Just hold. Put them on hold, sweetie. Yeah.
Or can we call you back at a break?
Okay. So she's pushing her body and her face, and it was very ghoulish looking. It was really super hot looking as well. And then doing this dance and getting on her knees and then, just like bursting out of it. And,
she had that mask on as well, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah. And I think we also enjoyed the MC, didn't we? We thought the MC was really...
Oh, her dress was fabulous.
She was super hot. Her voice was slightly annoying. There's lots of places to park, Brian, if you're listening on the radio right now. He's coming in from 41st Avenue. Well, you've got to come all the way into campus there, honey. And I'm not really sure how to give you parking directions at the moment, but... perhaps you can call back at the half hour. Anyway, glad you're coming in to talk about it. You know what we're going to do? I think what we should do quickly before the half hour comes upon us is to sort of read and discuss a few of the comments that Yvonne Tink, who is from Bio, by invitation only. It's kind of a fetishy kind of group that does a thing called Friday Fixed or Fixedy Friday. Check it out on Facebook. Anyway, I don't know other ways to get a hold of her these days. I'm sort of Facebooking each other.
Facebook is like crack.
She asked.
Face crack.
Exactly. Crack book, I call it. So what did you think about the Bizarre Fetish Ball? She sort of did this log. I'm still not sure. I mean, I personally had a really good time last night. I had a fabulous night, but that was because I was out with good friends, had a few drinks, a few dances, and enjoyed the stage shows, which we were talking about earlier. They were fabulous. I'm just not sure Bazaar was as good as it could have been. I think the organizers, Den 6 and Babylon, did a great job of securing talent. Absolutely. Talent costs money, and that's why the tickets were not a bad price compared to what you pay for a fetish ball in other cities.
Mm-hmm.
So what was wrong? Everything and everyone seemed lukewarm. I've heard nothing deadly negative, but nothing positive either. And for an annual ball, that's not too good. So I don't know. I think people were lukewarm in what way? Like they weren't just like spanking each other, flogging each other, getting all like, or maybe they're a bit more posing going on.
I felt it was more like a goth night, actually. I really did. In the sense that people were really comfortable, but it was more glamorous. I actually really like that, whereas sometimes with Sin City, I find I get people touching me sometimes who I don't want to touch me, where they don't ask for permission, where there's a lot more negotiation going on, I really liked. And yes, the energy was flat, but I find sometimes that those things, people were really, really beautiful and stuff. So it didn't bother me as much.
I think you're right, though. I think you could just drop it. I think I noticed that too, is that I found people a little bit more, less touchy, less kind of like just gropey touchy, which I guess can be considered lukewarm if you're not, you know, if there's not a lot of hot sex physical stuff happening, which can happen at these, at Sin Cities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I found it, sort of more elegant. And there's more comments later, though, that talk about it. I think that the price was very affordable, considering the entertainment was fabulous. It was
wonderful.
Music was very good. I thought the DJ was fabulous, and I personally found some of the people that were on the dance floor incredibly hot and very engaging.
Like that one girl with the horse outfit.
Yes.
We were watching her from the second floor, and she had this crazy outfit. We were watching her for a while dancing.
Mm-hmm. And she had a horse tail out of her ass, and it was like, I'm sure maybe it was part of a butt plug. Let's hope it was. We don't know, but let's just dream. And there were some other people that were dressed very ornately, and they were doing threesome activity on the dance floor. I saw a lot of threesome activity happening on the dance floor, and there was a foursome. And I mean, what do you want? It's like, I think it was hot. That's my personal opinion, Yvonne.
And it wasn't that bad in terms of price. Sin City, I think I paid $18 to go to Sin City the week before when I picked up my tickets at Zulu Records. So $25 to get entertained like that, it's quite lovely. And there's entertainment all the way through the evening. One of the things we didn't talk about was there was the marionette show as well. Which, when I was watching the marionette show, there was two girls, and they had the marionette piece right at the top where they actually had clamps. And at first I thought the girls were wearing nylons along their arms, and then realized it was actual skin where it was clenched on.
And it was
really interesting to watch. The one girl was really hot to watch, who had the blank face, like, so she was more like a marionette. The other one scared me a little bit because you could tell she was actually in pain, and she reminded me of one of Robert Picton's victims, where all like strung up at the pig farm is what I envisioned.
Whoa, honey.
So that one kind of grossed me out. But the other one was really cool. And I liked it before I realized that it was actually the skin.
Okay, I missed that. What the heck were we doing, Wendy?
I don't know. Where were we for that? We must have been on the swing.
Maybe that's when we were on the swing.
That's probably why no one was watching. There we go, mystery solved.
Nobody was watching us as there was somebody with piercings all through their skin being marionetted. Wow. Okay. So Yvonne goes on to say the vendors area was great with lots of enthusiastic people milling about. The talent was great. I loved the chain act, but the shows were not lit well at all, which I agree. Mm-hmm. And though the MC was trying her best, she was pretty much met with an unresponsive audience. I have to admit her voice was rather grating, but I have to forgive her because she looks so damn hot.
She looked amazing. I want
fabulous
that dress.
Fabulous outfits. The decor of the venue was fairly minor, with the exception of a few pieces of equipment rented from Bio. The place didn't really look any different from on a normal night. Even the club owner admitted that the best the club has ever looked was on the night Cirque du Soleil was held there, and there only 40 people were there to see it, because she was even out of town for that. I never even heard about the Cirque du Soleil. Why don't I hear about these things? I mean, I've got a radio show that's on sexuality. You'd think I'd be hearing about everything in Vancouver, right?
Yes, we would be. I agree. And I teach pole dancing, for heaven's sake, so anything Cirque to anything.
We did our best, though, I think. And, you know, we promoted the heck out of the show as far as our radio show mm-hmm. goes and our website and stuff like that. Maybe the organizers just needed to do a little bit more promotion.
It was also the first time, too, and with mm-hmm. Vancouver people just in general, we tend to be very laid back and mm-hmm. not so comfortable sometimes, and we kind of want to wait and see what people think of things before we commit.
Yep.
And there was a Sin City the week before.
I think the Sin City the week before was an issue. I think it's also that...
it was also the 6th annual Sin City.
You should... Oh, okay. You should always just put second annual on purpose and make it. It's like, if you put first annual, and people will be like, ah, well, we'll see what happens if they make it to next year, you know, part of that. But let's go on now. It says, I think Bazaar has the ability to be a really great annual fetish ball akin to the rubber ball in London or other international fetish events. But a lot more has to go into the night itself beyond securing some cool acts. The acts are what drew me to the event in the first place. What I actually saw did not disappoint me, but I doubt the crowd blinked an eye once. I don't know why she thinks that. I think the acts were fabulous. Mm-hmm. I was really blown away by them myself. And I mean, I've organized, you know, the salon, the Juice Box Salon, and the acts were very good there. It's hard to procure really good acts. And having to, you know, put people up from the ceiling and mm-hmm. things like that, that's very expensive. That costs hundreds of dollars just to do like a 10-minute thing. So
just the insurance alone for that must have been insane.
The rigging itself, getting someone just to rig stuff, mm-hmm. let alone hanging people from it, it's just, yeah.
But it was also a lot of those acts would have been nice to see actually sitting down and watching where Richards mm. is. It's, you know, people are on the dance floor, they're dancing. It's almost mm. like the kind of venue you'd have for a band and that sort of thing. So it's a little different mm-hmm. in that sense.
I think that my only complaint with the act thing and all that was that it wasn't lit well.
Mm.
You know, and I don't know who's doing the lighting, but maybe Brian will know and we can talk about that.
Mm.
She goes on to say, I think that the fact that they organize an after party with transportation to it shows that they are thinking beyond the regular event, trying to make it bigger and more special. So it's not like they dropped the ball, pardon the pun, so to speak, but they do need to make some changes. Most importantly, the promoters need to find a more suitable venue, then promote the hell out of it for months in advance. I really hope that they're able to do it, as I think the concept is great, just the execution was lacking. Better luck next year, guys. I'm rooting for you. So that was from Yvonne Tink of Bio and other things that she does.
Mm-hmm.
I think your comments were good. They're interesting. I do think that it was a very sexy night, which... I've been to many of these fetish events, and they're not so sexy.
They're actually really scary when I leave there and I want to scrub my skin down.
Yeah.
This time I just scrubbed my skin down, but that was because I was trying to take gum off my nipple, which for somebody who's been celibate lately, it was, and who likes getting cold things on her nipples. Cold water, by the way, does get gum off your nipples if you happen to get gum on your nipple for whatever reason.
Good to know. So a guy with a bone in his ass, strapping hot girls in the swing. The differences between this lovely fetish ball and a normal fetish night. I think we've covered that. Brian Somerville is going to be with us in the second half of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The girl in the bubble act we mentioned. And Wendy, any other things that you can think of possibly that you would like to add into your comments on the night?
Just overall, it was completely fabulous.
I thought so, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm just glad I went. I wasn't originally going. Didn't know I was going. Happy we were the right thing, and that's about the best thing that could have happened, and I even got returned later to my previous party, so thanks very much for Julia for spicing up my evening.
Oh, you're most welcome, and I'm glad you came, because it would have been lonely
really
without you.
Good evening. And as well as that, everybody was really nice, where sometimes some of the regular fetishes... I just find sometimes that people are only nice if they want to sleep with you, whereas people are actually genuinely nice. And that was really, really lovely to see.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
But I liked everybody. I thought people were great.
Yeah, it was good. It's 8:30 right now.
Okay, yeah.
And keep that dial locked. You guys are listening to the review of the Bizarre Fetish Ball on Juice Box. And we welcome your calls. And Brian, if you need to call us, you can call us right now at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Juice Box featured on Vancouver CITR 101.9. We're going to be right back. We'll be right back.
Juice Box is a sexuality education show geared to adult audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Is everybody back? I think we're back. Welcome back to Juicebox Radio.
Such a good engineer.
Anyway, you just heard Trans Am, which you can remember those cars from the 80s. And First Word. Woo! Hi, Julia. You're tickling me. I like that. Anyway, I'm going to start with the Juice Berries, which starting for tomorrow night, Julia and I are going to be at the Rendezvous Speed Dating. And that's for 30 to 40-year-olds. There's two spots left for men. So, guys, if you want your chance, here, you can try and date us this way, which would be really, really fun. And that's going to be at the rclub.ca if you wanted to sign up for that. Last time, Julia and I had quite a good time doing this. We actually did really, really well. I had, out of the 11 boys, 10 of them actually wanted to date me. One actually emailed us on her thing. And Julia had 9. So we did quite well. We were kind of the catches of the evening. And I don't know if it's because we're amused or what. So we'll see how well we do, because that was between the 25 to 35-year-old. And now we'll see what happens with the 30 to 40. Julia's just pushing me around. Are you trying to dominate me, baby? I mean, it goes with the show. I know you love dominating me. You're like, our relationship went to a whole new level when my cupcake fell off and my breast was exposed and you're blowing on my nipple trying to get it to dry. So then that way
that was fun. Oh, gosh. No. Uh-oh. Oh, no. He's
going to come around. Our guest is all over the place. In the meantime, I'm going to read some more comments in regards to just some stuff that was posted in regards to the Fabulous Ball. And this comment, I don't know who said this, but I second the lukewarm. I liked it, but I kept waiting for the Fabulous Ball energy to overtake the room, and that never happened. It felt more like sin. I don't think so, but anyway, I'll keep reading this. Except with better entertainment. I don't know if Vancouver is the best city for any type of ball. We're pretty laid back. We don't do formal of any kind of look. Look at people going to the opera in jeans. Jeans. Ugh. Jeez. She's got a shudder on there. And the party scene tends to be casual and last minute planned. However, if they're asking for feedbacks, I suggest adding a troupe of gay cowboy go-go dancers or a dozen drag kings and queens serving champagne and caviar and a real, real big disco ball. Well, I think that could be very campy and kind of fun.
You can relax, Wendy, there if you want.
It could be very entertaining, and I think our guest has arrived.
Hi.
Aloha.
Mr. Hello. Somerville,
How are you?
Thank you for making it here.
Yeah,
I know it was a bit of a rush there for you there. It's not so much fun trying to find this place. I know that. Is there someone on hold
for
us?
No, I think that's fine. Okay. Still. So how do we just got to hang up all our technical difficulties.
Can you speak into the mic?
So tell us, Brian. No. Check 1, 2, 3. Check. Yeah. What made you decide to put this event on?
Being at other fetish balls around the world, like not necessarily around the world, but I've been to Las Vegas and Los Angeles fetish balls before, and there's nothing really like that happening in Vancouver. So.
Describe.
There's really big productions, very large productions, and there's lots happening. It's not so much just a local scene. It's not just...
Can you paint me a picture?
Well, for example, I'll give you the... This is kind of a bad example because it's... The Las Vegas Fantasy Fetish Ball is thousands and thousands and thousands of people all dressed up with Nordico. It is a Halloween event, so that helps them out quite a bit. But they're all dressed up, and that's actually where I met Brandy Wirtz, who's the chain goddess.
And did she do the one with the condomy thing? What do you call that thing, that bubble thing?
That's a different girl.
Yeah, that was Rubberella.
Oh,
although
Rubberella.
Her name's not necessarily Rubberella anymore. It's Jean Bardot due to legal issues, but...
June Bardot.
Jean Bardot. Jean.
Like Jean as in Jean Simmons, spelt with a J?
Yeah, exactly. Like Jean Harlow.
Is she a Vancouver person?
No, she's from Minneapolis.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was fabulous.
She was fabulous. Yeah. And
Was Brandi Wirtz.
So was Brandi. Incredible. And she's from San Diego, and she's been all over the world. She was trained by Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, you can just tell.
She's toured with, like, Jenna Torturers and Motley Crue and all sorts of acts. So she's been doing what she's doing for a long time. So she knows what time of day it is when it comes to this kind of thing. For sure.
You procured some amazing entertainment. Are you planning on doing that next year?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, we're already deciding what our acts are. We've already decided on our hostess for next year.
Good, because she looked very hot. She had great outfits, but the voice, the way that she held the audience wasn't really holding
me. She was
slow.
Yeah.
I make a better MC. I'm not good at it.
But she's really well known, and that's why we decided on her, because she's been, once again, all three of those girls have been all over the world at major fetish balls throughout Europe and North America, so... That's how they came into being.
The talent was very solid. I think Yvonne Tang. Did you listen to the first half of the show in the car? Were you
I
able
did,
to listen? Okay,
yes.
So you did hear some of the comments.
I have that email at home, actually.
Okay, good.
And what were your thoughts in terms in regards to that?
I agree with a lot of things Yvonne said. The one thing I found disappointing myself was we ran out of time as far as decoration goes. And it's because we couldn't get into the club soon enough. They wouldn't let us in before 2 o'clock p.m. We only had 7 hours
to rig and everything.
To do everything, to set up the whole thing. And next year we're going to pick somewhere where we have a day, where we have at least a day, so we can come in the day before, start
for
setting
sure.
up, put it all the way
Fabrics,
through.
Fabrics, whatever else you want to put up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we really did run out of time as far as the setup goes. And the play areas, I mean, they looked good, but we had a lot more in mind for that as well, so...
What did you have in mind?
Well, we were just going to spread them out a little bit more, and there was going to be a lot more theme to each area. Whereas,
for example,
we had a whole medical area planned out where...
Cool.
Where
our friend with the doctor costume would have gone on very well.
Yeah, we did have nurses on site, and they were going to...
Nice.
To run that station, and...
With the plastic gloves and all?
Yeah, with everything, instruments, implements, and...
Excellent.
Julia, you would have fit in right away.
Doing some little blood play, maybe, or some kind of craziness?
Exactly.
Excellent. Yeah. Safer sex now, everyone. All right, so... Any other things that you want to comment from Yvonne's email?
No, I think she gave us a very fair review.
I thought so too. I think it was a lot hotter than, but then maybe they've done so much of this stuff that they're a little tainted with the whole thing. I personally have been to maybe about 5 or 6, and I've been to a couple of international ones. I've been to one in San Diego. I went to one in L.A.
Yep.
And I found the event to generally be very well done as far as the crowd. I mean, there wasn't obviously enough people there.
Yep.
That would have been great, but the quality of the people was really high.
It was a lot higher than the Sin City.
And I felt very safe. I usually feel limited in...
Intimidated.
Wow, what happened there? Brain fart.
You've been hanging out with me too much.
And I think that people were dressed very well. I thought the vendors were very creative. I thought it was a very high class event, which I really appreciated.
And that's kind of what we were going for. We're going for more of an international feel than a local feel. And I would say half of the people at the event were not from Vancouver. There was a lot of people from Seattle, from other parts of BC.
Nice.
And I think even from as far as Oregon, people bought tickets for this. So,
The people who won the tickets actually came out. For a lot of them, they had never been to a fetish party at all.
Right.
And everybody thoroughly enjoyed themselves, which I thought was pretty cool. Because I have this feeling if it was for Sin City, I've had such mixed times there myself. And I'm pretty comfortable most of so I can only imagine. So it was actually really cool because it was so classy and so well done. I liked it.
Let's speak... Oh, sorry, do you have any comments on that?
Give me a call?
No, I just want to speak to this one person who wrote onto Yvonne's blog. She sort of put this up on the blog and then a bunch of people responded. He was saying... he agrees on the lukewarmness of it. Did you hear what we were saying before about just that, maybe everybody wasn't groping each other and blah, blah, blah?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He was seriously unimpressed that the flyers had made no mention of an increased door price. I don't disagree with this practice, but giving us fair warning would have been appreciated.
It's on the website, though.
It is on the website.
Yeah, so the DJs played a broad variety of genres, which was nice to hear, and I completely agree about the MC. We've already talked about that. Less... talk more hot outfits. Speaking of the flyer and the website, both stated clearly that no sneakers or the likes would be allowed to enter, but there were a ton of street clothes by midnight. What gives?
I disagree with that.
I think we were pretty tight on that aspect. There were a couple guys that I noticed throughout the night. We had people at the door working dress code, and there were a couple guys throughout the night that I saw wearing actually jeans, t-shirts, and sneakers.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, "What are they doing mm-hmm. here?" And I went to our door people, and the club owners were like, "Oh, they work for the club. They can stay." And I was like, "Well." You know,
yeah, but you know, renting, dicks on dicks, yeah. Dicks on dicks. I don't know, man. I have nothing but.
You kind of have to conform to what we're doing. You can't.
Mm-hmm. The thing about these venues in Vancouver, they suck. I put on a salon in March, and it was such a challenge finding a venue that was professional, reliable. You know, that we could come in a day early and that treated us like we are actually their clients, that they should be, you know, giving us what
we
need.
Paying clients, I mean, paying clients. We have to pay for the room, right?
Right. And, yeah, I don't know, dicks on dicks, they kick you out. Like, they kicked us out so hardcore. You know, they flip the ugly lights on and they start moving people out like cows. And you're kind of like, can we have a little bit nicer treatment? Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I've had nothing but issues with dicks on dicks, myself personally, professionally. So
I used to work there, so no comment.
All right.
That was why we went with an after party too, because we knew that was going to happen just mm-hmm. from being at mm-hmm. other events. And we had a shuttle set up so that mm-hmm. people could go straight out the door into the van to the next party.
Right, which is great.
So was everybody invited, or how did that work? Because
we just passed out flyers to everybody at the party. We tried to hit everybody at the party, mm-hmm. and on each flyer it said you plus a guest are invited.
Mm, okay.
And the premise for this was it was considered a private party. We had a license for the party afterwards. It was considered a private party. And we didn't just want people walking in off the street once they realized that an after party was happening. So we kind of told everybody at the party. I read that that note there.
Mm-hmm. We should mention it to our listeners.
Yeah, well, the note says, I dislike the scent of elitism, and that's what I got about the whole after party process. Either tell everyone in the crowd that they're invited or don't publicize that it's happening. Announcing into the entire club near the end of the night that select people have been chosen to go comes across as tacky as hell, though I may have misunderstood the message they were trying to convey. This comment has turned into a huge rant, which wasn't the intention. I had a great time, but again, echoing what you've said, Yvonne, the fun was had seeing friends and getting to dance. The event was mediocre overall, and the chain act was solid eye candy. So this particular person was obviously not happy with a lot of things. But yeah, I don't know, this elitism thing, like
I don't feel that we're elitist in any way, except
I wasn't there. I didn't hear the announcement about the after party.
I
personally was invited.
It was just at the end of the night, and we were just telling everybody there's shuttles outside for everybody coming mm-hmm. to the after party. It may have been taken the wrong way.
Right.
How was the after party?
Because we didn't go.
It was fantastic. By the time I got there, because I had to bring the performance back to the hotel, they had to change. We had to get there. I didn't get to the hotel till 3:30. But we had a live band playing, like a live electro band, and then we had DJs. And there's more play happening there.
What kind of play?
Well,
I want to hear his Penthouse Lettered version.
Everything from blowjobs to fisting were going on at the party.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Now, where were we? Why did we not go, Caroline?
Because I was craving Chinese food. So
and I had
to
take Wendy back
village.
To this other party, and I just was feeling kind of like, I don't know, I didn't want to go by myself.
And lots of dancing and whatnot.
Food. Damn it.
And I'm
fisting,
right now.
Fisting, blowjobs,
yes.
And, let's see
here's,
this.
Here's what an email go? I received from one of our customers, and I think it's...
Right.
It made me feel really good reading this, because I know he's been to all sorts of balls around the world.
May I use his name?
No. You shouldn't, just in case.
All right, so this particular person has read, kudos to you guys, thanks so much for bringing that here. I lived in London from 98 to 01, went to all the rubber balls, all the torture gardens, and some club rubs, club fleshes, and submissions too. All sound like pretty interesting parties. And last year I went to the big Alter Ego birthday bash in Fort Lauderdale. I thought Saturday night, in terms of music, dress code enforcement, production values, and shows, can be compared to any of them. I guess if the crowd was a bit cold to RC Lair's first set, it's just that they're not so used to hearing that sort of music at BPM in a fetish club. beats per minute. If it had been London, the crowd would have just gone off. Personally, I just freaking loved it. And if the crowd was a bit cold, I'd guess it was all the American visitors who didn't realize that they were supposed to be the party and kept waiting for the party to happen to them. That's a very good point. I'm not sure if Americans really get fetish clubbing anyway. Even the big alter ego parties can be pretty cold. And I'm guessing being 1 week after Sin City's birthday bash hurt Vancouver attendance. Mm-hmm. I hope you have another and build on it. It was really brilliant, even if some of the crowd didn't realize it. Cheers. So I think Yvonne did mention a bit of that. There was another couple of comments that did come in our blog from her about the fact that there was, you know, issues with the Sin City thing, that Vancouverites are kind of cold, you know, in general. Not just at fetish things, but lots of things.
The Sin City, actually, they're going to be moving actually back to Club 23 twice a month as opposed to at Richards again, I was told.
Yeah,
so
that's happening.
If this happened this year, this time, it'd be totally different. Are you guys thinking of Richards again? Or are you
no.
I doubt it. I think we're going to go for some, like, we need a full day of setup, and we need, it took me 3 days to rip this down. And
I just
finished today.
Jeez.
All the last scaffolding got returned today, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys make any money?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't lose too much.
And we expected that because
it's the first time,
and it's just an investment to make in future years, and that's fine.
Are you going to do any other, even if it's not a ball, but other events? Because I think it'd be really lovely to have that type of type with the fetish scene. It'd be great in town just to give some variety.
We're considering doing
a Halloween one,
a bondage ball.
Nice.
I don't know about Halloween. I kind of personally like
overdone.
To leave the country for Halloween.
Oh, really? How come?
Yeah, just this year I'm planning on going to New York for Halloween.
Lovely.
Last year.
To go to somewhere where people celebrated a little bit more garishly, a little bit more outlandishly.
Exactly. I'm always so disappointed by Halloweens in Vancouver.
Huh. I've never been to one outside of Vancouver, so I don't
know. No, me neither.
Like, once you've been to Halloween elsewhere, you won't want to be in Vancouver for
Halloween. I've heard Japan just goes off.
I bet.
I wouldn't mind going to Screamin' Chicken, though, when they do the burlesque where they actually tear body parts off.
Yeah.
And
it sounds
very entertaining.
Oh, the gore
show.
Yeah. Whatever show. I've been to it 2 years in a row, and I've actually really enjoyed it. I think it was good. But it's sort of more ghoulish fun. It's not really sexy.
No, it's not sexy at all. Even if it is burlesque.
I kept a piece of flesh and stuck it on my window for everyone in the commercial drive area to, like, stare at as they walk by in the cold month of November. But
as for safety, can you imagine, like, some green piece of skin if somebody's doing a Wicked Witch of the West?
Ripping off my skin.
Well, it hit me in the face. It hit me in the face in the audience, so I was like, I think I can keep this. And I rolled it up in, like,
a dental dam instead.
Oh, my God. Anyway, whatever. It is very brilliant, but it is more ghoulish, sort of silly.
Exfoliate too and pull off like
all right, okay, now we're getting the segue.
Okay,
so the unusual sex practices, do we want to know, do we have anything else that we want to add to
I just want to add I want to add one thing about the performers. They just coming from their mouths, and this made us feel really good too, is they said they had just done the bondage ball in Los Angeles the week before that, two of them had, and they said coming to Vancouver we have such a phenomenal scene here. They said nobody in other cities, well, not any other cities, but they said that we were in their top five events that they had performed at, and that the way people dressed and the way people presented themselves was top notch, like on a world class basis. And then also that the after party, they had never seen anything like that before either. So
nice.
We really do have something good going on in Vancouver, and I think that maybe a lot of people don't realize that, and if people would just kind of pull together and help to push it forward more, then
I know from the underground the circles I run in, that we have a very sex positive city. There's
and
I think Wendy can speak to this too, that we, you know, she was at the Camp Sex. There's a podcast you can download on Camp Sex. Wendy was there. And you can attest that we have a very sex positive city that is willing to do crazy, amazing things, and is very open to multiple unusual sex practices.
Yep. Just have to educate them more and let them know about the event more.
For sure.
Yeah, a little bit more second promotion. Second annual will be good, and Juicebox will definitely be there to help promote. And maybe we could do something like you had a very creative idea, Caroline, to help promote the event around tying somebody up and spanking them and giving, I don't know what it was, something. You were like with the juice box. Oh, it's our fetish ball, blah, blah, blah. See the juice box girls and, like, I don't know, some street scene, like downtown.
Very entertaining.
At the courtyard, you know, the law courts, like right by the law courts.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine? We might get arrested, my darling.
The lawyers are the dirtiest.
It depends on the lawyer.
I don't know. We could wear our nurse's outfits and go do the thing at the lawyer.
I want a rubber nurse's outfit, and I want to have ruffled panties underneath for spanking purposes.
I don't know. Every guy I've ever dated likes the nurse thing. I don't know what it is. I really don't.
I think it's because they like being taken care of. It's the mummy syndrome. It is. It's like, I'm going to take care of you.
Do you have comments, boys? There's two boys in the room right now. The nurse thing.
I think being taken care of is probably one of the big things.
Yeah, but then getting things in your rectum, maybe?
Well...
the rectal exam?
That's another...
Well, there's not. Haven't you ever done the nurse play where you actually examine somebody's penis for STIs?
I do it regularly for my friends. It's like, unfortunately, I show up at parties and they rank me into the bathroom.
I mean, doing it with your mouth,
and they whip... My friend did it at Café du Soleil.
Where you know they don't have it. My friend
whipped his cock out at Café du Soleil on Sunday and showed me some rash he had on his cock. And I'm like, we're at Café du Soleil on the drive right now. He's like, can you just look at this? I was like, can we go to the... It was like, had no shame. Okay, who was that?
I don't know.
Please call back, listener.
I don't know what happened there. All right. Sorry.
Yeah, so the nursing happens.
I like the nurse thing, too. Or having to do a semen sample, so you have to give them a blowjob. Have you done that? It can be really sexy, actually.
I've never done that. I'm kind of vanilla. I have to admit, I'm pretty vanilla.
I disagree. You're so unvanilla, dude.
I'm so vanilla.
You are so not vanilla. I'm vanilla. I just have a weird, wacky imagination, but I do just standard vanilla stuff.
Did I tell you that Juicebox is actually the Caroline and Julia show? Anyway! The narcissists that we are. So, what else? We want to ask our lovely guest, Brian, who's here.
Well, I want to know, you mentioned about the bondage ball. When?
To be announced. Just keep checking back.
Don't tease us.
We have to decide what time of year is best for that.
Okay.
We're in our third year of dark, which is not so sex oriented. It's more of a body modification and piercing show. We do like suspensions and
with the marionette people.
Exactly. Ooh. Those marionettes.
It was their skin, right? It wasn't nylon.
It was hooks through their skin.
That's what I thought.
Holding them up. Yeah. Oh.
She really did look like a victim. I'm sorry. She looked like she was in so much pain. The one to the left, the right one was okay.
I can't.
Where she had the blank face.
They were in pain.
Okay. I do like the idea of stitching people with those big, beautiful feathers in their back and, like, them walking around with things stuck in their back with stitching of the feathers. That's kind of cool.
That happens at the darks. That's the kind of stuff that we have going on there.
That's wicked. I saw that at Sin City once, and I thought it was super hot.
I still think you should have pole dancing, but I'm a pole dancer.
Pole dancing?
Outside on the street pole.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah. So, Wendy, any other further comments?
Okay, hang on one moment.
No,
just thanks for having me on the show, Julia. It's been a very awesome experience.
Did you want
Thank you for being on the show. So is this our friend Hugh? Or is it Hugh? Is it?
Sure, hang on one moment.
Is it?
It's what's your name? Dishina?
Okay, awesome. Hold on.
Oh,
awesome. It's just one of the marionettes.
Hi, welcome to Juicebox.
Hi.
Hi. So you were the one who had your skin all stuck with these things and hanging from the rafters.
I was the one to the left that looked like she was in a lot of pain, but in fact, I was enjoying it quite a bit. I thought it was an amazing experience, and I thought the whole event was amazing. I go to Sin City regularly, and I work for a store called New World that sponsors Sin City, and I just thought it was just so different and so amazing. I was so excited to be there. It was
awesome.
Awesome. It was so cool.
You know, unfortunately, because of my engineering skills, people can't hear what you're saying. I can hear you, though. And I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, and I'm glad that you felt some pleasure in that pain that you were going through. Do you do this sort of thing normally? Like, is this kind of like your regular practice, the pain thing, the pleasure thing?
I do play piercings. I've had my back corseted. I have
Your back has been corseted? Uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh. I have 5 facial piercings. I have lots of tattoos.
Excellent.
It's a pretty normal thing. I've done lots of play piercings through my arms and things like that. So it was just a natural progression.
Cool. And so did you do other performances similar to this then? Or?
Actually, that was the first time. We just formed as the Damaged Dolls, and we decided this was going to be our first performance. And so
Very cool. Well, it was striking. It was absolutely striking. Very engaging. And thank you for calling.
No problem.
Yeah, sweet.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi.
That was great. I don't know how to help you guys hear that, but she was really raging about it and thought it was fabulous, and she enjoyed herself quite a bit.
It'd be interesting to have her in the Luscious Dance show that we're doing in September, actually.
Oh, very good. Well, I think it's the end of the hour. If you have anything else to add?
I don't. Thank you to everybody that came out to the ball, and thank you very much to all of our sponsors that helped make this possible, including you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
We had a really great time.
Cool.
So, everybody, thank you so much for being on the show.
And we'll be back next week.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about our results in speed dating. So, callers, tell us about your experiences, good, the bad, the ugly. Because we're definitely going to have some. We'll try not to crush any roses this time, hey, Jules?
We don't have to run up to the show and be late for it. So
that's true. We'll see if older men like us just as much as younger men. I know, we're just getting so prepped to be pumas, aren't we? But anyway, we hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Julie and I are going to be back next week for another fresh and juicy, I like that word, juicy show. But in the meantime, please email us at julia@juiceboxradio.com, and definitely stay tuned for Hans Klaus's Misery Hour with Marion, who makes us feel so wet and sexy and juicy, coming up on CITR. Yeah. Let him guide you into the wee hours with his ambient collection of music and his super hot voice and that accent. And thanks for listening to Juicebox Radio. We'll be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You just experienced Juicebox Radio, a show dedicated to developing your relational and individual sexual health, expressing diversity, celebrating queerness, and encouraging pleasure at all stages. Be sure to tune into Juicebox every Wednesday night at 10. In the meantime, you can check out juiceboxradio.com. Thanks for listening.
If any member of the family should die of shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to